Israel sentenced member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Khalida Jarar, to 6 months in jail without trial. Israeli forces arrested Jarar after raiding her home in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The Israeli army has told Palestinian media that the lawmaker was detained for leading a terrorist organization and encouraging terror activities. Palestinian officials have described Jarar's arrest as a revengeful act because she rejected the Israeli army's decision to relocate her from occupied Ramallah to Ariha. Khalida Jarar is a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and one of the most outspoken critics of the Israeli occupation. Said Nimr is a professor of political science at Birzeit University who joins us from occupied Ramallah. Said Nimr, so what do you think? What are the motives behind Ms. Jarar being detained? Of course, administrative detention by Israel. I mean, she is an outspoken critic of Israel, but why at this time?
Good evening. As a matter of fact, it's her stand against the Israeli occupation, like all other Palestinian MPs as well. But it's well fact to the Palestinian that the Israeli do not respect the Palestinian member of parliament or legislative committee. And already we had more than, at some stage, more than 40 of our Palestinian legislators were in prison at some stage. And don't forget that they started the whole thing by the incursions on Ramallah 2003 by arresting the first member of parliament, Marwan Barghouti, and then it continued to have more than 40 member of parliament in the Israeli prison. Now today, the campaign against Khalida Jarar is definitely one of the activists, not only in the Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, but also an activist as a human rights representative and also as a member of parliament and also as a Palestinian leader, generally speaking, who is speaking against the Israeli occupation and in all directions, not only against the occupation, but also in the surrounding and regional problems, as well as criticizing the occupation for many of its atrocities against the Palestinian people. Basically, she is an activist, and from the Israeli point of view, she has to be eliminated. A few months ago, they tried to locate her to Jericho, and she refused, definitely, and she went into a kind of a strike, and she stood fast in the building of the parliament in Palestine, and after that they stopped the decision. Now they came at night and they just arrest her, just to say and to send a message: no one is immune. In spite of the parliament immunity, there is no immunity for the Palestinians, whatever their position is. And just to show that the Israeli, we are the one who's controlling everything going on in the West Bank and in Jerusalem and even in Gaza Strip. And this is a strong message by the Israeli occupation against the Palestinian people. On our side, we say that administrative arrest and arresting any Palestinian anyway, it's out of the law, and definitely it's a violation to the international law, especially with the administrative arrest. We are talking about an arrest without pressing charges, without interrogation, without a trial. Just they put someone in prison for 6 months and it is renewable. We hope that Khalida Jarar will be released soon, and I think that we Palestinians should continue with their campaigns to release all Palestinian prisoners, including Khalida Jarar and Ahmed Saadat and also Marwan Barghouti and the other also Hamas member of parliament who are still in prison.
Very well, thank you, Saad Nimr, professor of political science at Birzeit University there from Ramallah.